Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the show. I am your internet talk show host, Bob Zachary. Yes, your internet talk show host, Bob Zachary. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a great morning. Well, if you're in the East Coast, it's actually the afternoon. So if you're in New York or Florida or Wisconsin, I hope you're having a good afternoon. Over here in California, it's still the morning. A lot to get to today. I'm actually going to try to get to more than three stories or three segments. No, we're still kind of feeling, I know we've been doing this for, a year and a half, a year and 9 months, maybe a year and 10 months. And I think we're still kind of feeling our way around the show. I know it sounds stupid, but we are, you know, I still think we're feeling our way around segments and getting ourselves ready as if we were on the real radio. That's what I call terrestrial radio, real radio, where you're taking commercial breaks every 15 minutes, so to speak, and you got the news and blah, blah, blah. So We're going to try. I know every so I say we're going to try, and we're good for about 2 days, and then a topic comes up, and we spend an hour and a half on it. that's the beauty of what we do here, that we don't have the breaks, but I know we have to kind of get into that zone, because we're working on a couple things. We might be doing a weekly show on terrestrial radio. One show on Wednesdays on a very small radio station. I don't know. We're working on it, but we'll see. And of course, we have the new website that will be done this week, and a Roku channel that will be hitting your television. So that's to come. It's not here yet, but it is being worked on, so we'll see what happens. All right, let's get to news. Now, remember about a week ago, and I told you nobody would talk about this, and nobody has. It hasn't been on CNN. It hasn't been on MSNBC. It hasn't been on ABC. Hasn't been anywhere. I think Fox, during Brett Beers' show, threw it out there as a, by the way. This happened. Now, what I'm referring to is Hugh Seymour said, remember, the student who stabbed all of his buddies, or his supposed buddies. Remember, he was disgruntled because they threw him out of study group. He got thrown out of study group. He got very upset by this. So he stabbed 6, 7, 8 people. And then, of course, popped him with a bullet in his head. Now, we were told that it was not an act of terror. It wasn't terror. He was not influenced by ISIS. He was just upset, like any normal student would be if his peers kicked him out of a study class. Remember? Remember? He was just they were mean to him. They bullied him. The left loves to use that word. They bullied him. So of course, when you get bullied, you take action. And in this case, the person stabbed a bunch of people. Well, the FBI came out and said, no. It was terror. It was ISIS-inspired. We found manuals. We found flags. We found a bunch of stuff that linked him to ISIS. This was not a disgruntled student. This was a disgruntled Muslim. It was a disgruntled Muslim who waged jihad. Now, why this is important, I'm going to explain to you. Because yesterday, out here in Los Angeles, something happened. Okay? Something happened that is being downplayed. I think the only place that covered it was Breitbart News. I think they were the only place that put the story up. Now, this was in our LA Times. It was also in the San Bernardino newspaper, whatever the hell that is called. I'm just going off the LA Times. It was talked about on our local news station, KFI. I listen to KFI when I'm in the car driving. Yes, I do. Listen to John and Ken and Tim Conway Jr. It's entertaining. So it was a story out here. It's being downplayed. It's being downplayed. And why I bring up the UC Merced, because that was a terror incident that was swept under the rug. I mean, they didn't even release the name for close to 2 days. They didn't release the name for 2 days. They knew once we heard Mohammed, once we heard Fasid, once we heard that, we go, okay, all right. Now, 17, yes, you heard me correctly, 17. Now, you know what, let's forget my words, okay? Forget my words. Let's read. Let's read together. Well, you can't read. Well, you can read. I know you can read. You're very smart. You're a smart audience. But we can't read this together. You're not seeing what I'm seeing. But I will read. You will listen. FBI investigating reports of Middle Eastern men firing hundreds of shots in Apple Valley. Now, let me explain to you the other significance of this story, and that is where this happened. Where this incident happened. Apple Valley is basically San Bernardino. Now, I know San Bernardino's familiar to all of you, because that is where the most recent terror attack happened. The husband and wife team that slaughtered their friends at a office Christmas party. The ones that the FBI just got into their cell phone. Isn't it interesting? And of course, purely coincidental that the FBI has been trying to get in to these phones, this locked phone that was on one of the shooters. They're trying like hell to get into this phone. It's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because they want to see if they were communicating with anybody else. Are there any other terrorists in the area? Is there anybody that they were talking to? Well, what a coincidence. The other day, the FBI was investigating a group of Middle Eastern men in the remote part of Apple Valley firing rifles, handguns. Well, they're style weapons and chanting. And some wearing what witnesses describe as turbans on their heads. I know it sounds like something that is made up on a conspiracy site, but I S you not. This is coming right out of the Los Angeles Times. The FBI on Tuesday was continuing to question people after receiving reports from campers that a group of armed men in the remote part of Apple Valley fired hundreds of shots Sunday morning. San Bernardino County sheriffs, deputies, and FBI agents responded to the area known as Deep Creek Hot Springs after reports of gunshots and chanting in the pre-dawn hours. According to law enforcement sources, 17 men of Middle Eastern descent were detained, but none were arrested or charged in connection with shooting firearms, and they cooperated with deputies, authorities said. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokesman Jody Miller said the men were released after authorities found no evidence of specific crime or outstanding warrants. Let me remind you all that the two San Bernardino shooters had no prior criminal record, and the man worked for the city. He was an inspector. He would go to restaurants and make sure that the restaurants were up to code, made sure that they were following the rule of law. So the fact that the 17 Middle Eastern men that were in the desert just randomly firing weapons is normal. And because there was no criminal record from any of them, what's the big muss? What's the big fuss? I find a little troubling, but let's continue. One rifle did not have a serial number because it was bought in parts, Miller said. But it was deemed to be legal in California. One of the rifles didn't have a serial number because it was bought in parts. Sounds perfectly normal to me. It sounds perfectly normal to me. Okay, well, you know, I mean, you know, we're pretty big on this show with doing the dot connecting. You know, we connect the dots. That's what we do. We act like a normal human beings that listen to information and then they connect dots. Okay, not these political hacks, not these politicians. When all the dots are there, all the dots are connected, and everybody's like, okay, what's up? And they go, no, that's not what it appears to be. No. So one of the rifles did not have a serial number because it was bought in parts. But that's legal in California. Wow. And I thought California has strict gun laws. I don't know. You could buy guns and parts out here. Didn't know that. Learn something new every day. FBI spokesman Laura Miller said agents are working with local authorities to determine if the crimes were committed. A caller to 911, that's 911, reported hearing more than 100 shots bourbons in the area of the shooting. With the assistance of a sheriff's helicopter, deputies located men walking away from a creek carrying backpacks and other items. The search found several handguns, a rifle, a shotgun, and other firearms, according to the sheriff's statement. A records check of the subjects, their weapons, and other vehicles were completed. Records check revealed none of the subjects had criminal history or outstanding warrants. The weapons were registered with the Department of Justice, except for the rifle that was bought in pieces, and the vehicles were all registered. Again, when somebody is told that and they go, see, I remind you that the San Bernardino killers often didn't have any criminal history, and they, at least one of them worked for the city. Just remember that. Remember that, you leftists, when you're listening to this bit. Just remember that. Or you start going, see? Can't have that Trump paranoia, see? The dots, my friend. Just connecting the dots. And don't forget. When that San Bernardino massacre happened, for about a day and a half, you saw Muslim after Muslim who was either friends with the killers or they were family members, and they all played Iggy. Iggy means stupid. Remember the sister-in-law or the sister? Remember how ridiculous she sounded? Ridiculous car sounded? Remember how ridiculous the lawyer sounded? Remember, the mother-in-law lived in the house where bombs were made, where bombs were all over. It was called a bomb-making factory. And remember, the mom lived there. So, just keep that in mind. As we're talking about the same area, okay? You had a whole bunch of radical Muslims, let's call them that, radical Muslims. You had a whole bunch of radical Muslims playing stupid when the attack happened. We didn't know anything. We didn't know anything. They were just really great people. We didn't, nothing. Nothing is different. No, we didn't. Yeah, okay. Sure. Sheriff's investigators contacted several hikers, but none witnessed the guns being fired. There was no evidence found at the that a crime had been committed by any of the subjects who were detained, so they were released. A photograph taken at the scene shows the men handcuffed as several deputies examined their backpacks and equipment. So that's the LA Times article. And then another article, which appeared, and it's funny, it was a spectator. I guess you could call it a spectator. Now, this was not in the LA Times. Somebody who was at the scene. Remember, this is camping location. Families would go there and camp. Again, just the fact that there's 17 Middle Eastern men with backpacks. Got to imagine it's survival gear. To me, it sounds like a bunch of people are planning something. Now, again, connect the dots, coincidence, you had the incident in Brussels, you've had the incident in Paris. There is an uptick in terrorist activity. You have a seemingly large population of Muslims in San Bernardino that seem to be aloof, that fellow Muslims are up to no good. Remember, the killers attended the local mosque. People were interviewed at the local mosque, and of course, they all played Iggy. We didn't know. They're just normal people. Normal people. So you have all this, I would say, chatter. Let's call it chatter, okay? And now you have 17 Middle Eastern men armed, handguns, rifles, backpacks strapped to their backs, wandering in a camp area, firing off their guns. I find it really, really, really bizarre. I find the timing a little suspect. Now, this article didn't provide a lot of details. It didn't say if these 17 men were born in California. Were they born here? If they weren't born here, are they here legally? Are they refugees? Were some of them part of a refugee program? What's the background? To say the authorities conducted a background check as far as criminal record and registration of cars and weapons, and everything checked out, where did they come from? So if none of them had a criminal record and all their weapons were legally purchased, who are these 17 Middle Eastern men. Who are they? Who are they? Why is that information left out? Who are they? Who are they? Why were they up there? They were just randomly. They were just randomly in a camping area with backpacks, weapons. Randomly. And we get no other details. Now, the Daily Press, a newspaper, where are they out of? I think La Mesa, maybe? Not real sure. It's another article. Might be the local newspaper. Might be the local paper in that Apple Valley region. Their article states, authorities said a group of 17 men were detained early Sunday after the sheriff's department received reports that they were seen shooting firearms at Deep Creek. The reports fostered fear that a terrorist cell was training in the area. Some rumors online Monday suggested the men were terrorists and that they were seen chanting in Arabic before the shooting started. However, authorities denied these rumors. Now, this is a different article than the article in the LA Times. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating how a report disseminated by a news agency differently? In very drastic way. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department officials said in a Monday news release that the men were detained after they were reportedly seen shooting assault rifles, handguns, and shotguns at the Deep Creek Hot Springs area early Sunday morning. However, the men were released after no evidence were found that a crime had been committed, authorities said. Deputies responded to a report of shots fired at the Hot Springs area at 8:25 a.m. The reporting party told the 911 operator that more than 100 shots were heard and 5 to 7 subjects wearing turbans were seen in the area shooting assault rifles, handguns, shotguns, authorities said. Dave Stevens, who was hiking at the Hot Springs on Sunday, said he first heard shots fired around 6:30 a.m. He said he saw about 5 or 6 men shooting in the air. I was about 50 feet away from the hot tub and saw them fire about 6 to 8 shots. I could see them near the hot tubs talking and shooting. I said, I'm out of here. These guys are crazy, and decided to leave. As I started heading up the trail, I could see them shooting through the canyons. They were shooting toward the hills where people were camping. Steven said he saw that at least 2 or 3 pistols and gunfire going off at least a half hour after the initial incident. Sheriff's Aviation assisted in conducting an area check due to the rural location, while patrol units from the Victor Valley Sheriff's Station responded. One eyewitness told the Daily Press she saw 10 to 12 squad cars. A sheriff's helicopter found the group of men walking away from the creek carrying backpacks and other items. Deputies from Apple Valley, Hysteria, Victorville Sheriff's Stations also responded to the assist. The group was detained and searched shortly after deputies arrived. Several handguns, a rifle, a shotgun were found during a search of the backpacks along with bedding the group had been carrying, authorities said. The men were very cooperative and were interviewed, authorities said, with a local FBI agent assisting in the interviews. A records check of the subjects, their weapons, and their vehicles were completed. The records check revealed none of the men had a criminal history or outstanding warrants. The weapons were registered with Justice Department except for the rifle, and the vehicles were also registered, authorities said. So here they're saying the rifle was not registered, but they don't talk about it purchased in pieces without a serial number. Several hikers at the hot springs were contacted, but none witnessed the guns being fired. Authorities said there were no evidence found that any crime had been committed, but any of the subjects who were detained and they were released. FBI Los Angeles field office spokesman Laura Ilmer told the Daily Press the agency is still working with local authorities to determine what may have happened. The FBI was asked to respond to reports of suspicious activity on federal land, and we are currently working with local authorities to determine whether a crime occurred. I didn't know you could fire guns on federal land. I didn't know that. Even if the guns are legal, I did not know you can fire weapons on federal land. I thought that was against the law. Again, I'm not a gun expert. I'm not a expert on federal land. I just thought you can't go on a federal park, an area that's owned by the federal government and start shooting your guns. I don't know. I did not know that you were allowed to do that. Steven said he heard from other hikers that the men were chanting, but did not know anything else as he quickly left the area. I've never seen anything like this. And I've been going here for 30 years. Shooting of a firearm where so many people are camping is a crime in itself. They could have killed everyone there. And then, of course, it says anyone with information regarding this investigation is urged to contact Deputy S. Scranton, blah, 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 blah. So now this report was the 28th. That report was the 28th. And the LA Times report was the 29th. So just from the 28th to the 29th, the article evolved. Remember what happened with UC Merced. The information evolved. You had a student who was disgruntled. He stabbed a few of his friends. He was shot. More information when we have some. 2 days later, the student, he happened to be Muslim, but he was still just a disgruntled student, had nothing to do with terror, or it was not inspired by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or anything like that. And then a few days later, you got a report from various local newspapers that police who had knowledge of the case found some terroristy things in his backpack, like an ISIS flag. But it wasn't widely reported, of course, because it was an ongoing investigation, and you got to bury these things. The left, state-run media, has to bury these things. Because like I've said before, if we really were told about all the terrorist activity that goes on around the world and in this country, we would be crapping ourselves. We would be crapping our pants. We would be outraged and disgusted at our government. And we would be demanding action being taken to prevent these types of things. And real action. So here you have a situation in San Bernardino where you had a terrorist attack, where the FBI just got into two terrorists' cell phone to see if they can find any connections to other terrorist groups in the area or around the United States. This area that has a bunch of radical Muslims, extreme, if you want to call it that, Islamists claiming, I didn't know anything was going on. I didn't know the terrorists were going on. So say, this is a hot area. And here we have a situation that sounds sketchy. Sounds sketchy at best. At best, it sounds sketchy. At worst, it sounds dangerous. You have a history of terrorist activity being downplayed. Rather, it's UC Merced that eventually, some 6 months later, we're told, oh, yeah, by the way, it was a terrorist attack. Fort Hood, a year or so later. Hell, I think it was more than a year. I think it was going on 2 or 3 years. I mean, I could be off, but it was definitely more than a year. And we were told, yeah, that was a terrorist attack. Okay. And this situation is falling in that order. It's falling in line with what's been going on. The 28th, the article is disseminated. It's downplayed, so to speak, of what happened. And then the article, the 29th, a little bit more detail. So in the 28th, the one rifle wasn't registered. Every other gun was registered, but one rifle wasn't. But in the 29th article, oh, that rifle that wasn't registered, because it was bought in parts and it had no serial number. Okay. That's a little bizarre. Now, a witness, and I said this, a witness from the incident basically went online and was posting pictures. And now, later today, we will put these pictures on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. Because the article in the LA Times and in the first print article have a picture from the incident. It's one picture of the people being detained and handcuffed. Now, the witness who was there has multiple pictures. And it looks like a woman because you could see her finger in the camera. You could see her finger in the camera. It looks like there's a pink fingernail. And once again, we will post these pictures on our site, and you can see the 17 Middle Eastern men. And, this doesn't look like a group of Boy Scouts, okay? If you want to say I'm profiling, if you want to say I'm being Islamophobic, so be it. But you're going to be able to judge pictures, and you tell me if this looks like a Boy Scout troop, okay? If this looks like 17 Boy Scouts that are camping in the hills with rifles, assault rifles, Because remember, one article just says rifles, and the second article talks about assault rifles. So, these stories are changing. No different than UC Merced. No different than San Bernardino. Remember, San Bernardino, originally we were told, was workplace violence. Remember that. That's this administration's common talking point. Workplace violence. Workplace violence, they say. Oh, that's workplace violence. Remember that. It's workplace violence. The San Bernardino killers and that slaughter was referred to as workplace violence. The investigation wasn't even concluded. And Obama was on TV calling the incident workplace violence. That's a fact. That is a fact. Place violence, a horrible case of work, and it wasn't. Just like this incident in San Bernardino with the 17 Middle Eastern men is not Boy Scout camping. It's not even just a bunch of dudes camping. It's not even just a bunch of Clive and Bundy ranchers. When you see these pictures, there is no Boy Scouts in this group. There's no AA meeting going on in this group where a bunch of dudes go out camping and discuss their addictions. No, again, when you see these pictures, you be the judge. Now, of course, if you're a bleeding heart liberal, a leftist kook, you'll say, well, there's nothing wrong. It doesn't look shady. Well, it looks like just a bunch of dudes camping. Oh, it looks like a bunch of dudes camping. That's all. That's it. Yeah. Sure. Now, this individual who was camping at the time posted their text messages along with their pictures. Now, again, maybe it's a fugazi. Doesn't look like a fugazi. Kind of looks like the pictures that appeared in the newspaper. So I'm going to assume that the text messages were correct. We're real. Okay? That's what I'm going to take from this messaging exchange. I was just in a terrorist shooting. I'm not joking. And I'm not crazy. What? What happened? Are you safe? Where? Barely. Have service. I'll call ASAP. Called you. Text when you're safe. While camping in the bottom of the valley. 15-ish on each group. A bunch of campers are down there. And there were two groups of Middle Eastern men. This morning, they put on turbans and started shooting a la Akman up in the hills a bit. Then they started shooting nonstop for about 2 hours. A group of Marines were on vacation there, and their bags were robbed. Helicopters all over. Rum group went into the mountains. Have police arrived? The other took the trail as soon as the chopper showed up. Some special service flew in. But by then, they were all out of the campsite. They're still looking for them. They're still looking for them? I'm hiking out of this mountain now. No one hurt that I know of. Happy Easter. Where are you geographically? Hey, where are you geographically? Half the pack is in the hills still somewhere. Gonna keep moving. To my knowledge, Apple Valley Hot Springs. Have you been smoking something? So these are conversations. It's a group conversation with somebody who took pictures of the incident, posted it, and then these text messages are going back and forth. But isn't that something? This incident happened on Easter? Another sickness to the plot. Think about that. Another sickness to the plot. And remember what happened in Pakistan on Easter. You had ISIS slash the Taliban. I consider the same. Murdering animals. That's what they are. They're murdering animals. Remember, they killed. I don't even know what the death toll's up to. 60, 70, maybe more. Mostly women and children. At a Christian celebration on Easter Sunday. And here you have 17 Middle Eastern men on Eastern Sunday roaming the desert, firing guns, stealing people's stuff. Let's get back to the amusing text exchange. Have you been smoking something? Were you camping or hiking? That's scary, camping and hiking. Apple Valley Hot Springs is in San Bernardino. There's no info on their police scanner about a shooting yet. It's Apple Valley Hot Springs, San Bernardino. Half caught and cuffed. Whoa. And then all the pictures are posted. I'm so sad and very glad you are safe. Is anyone hurt? No, not that I know, but they could have killed every one of us. Oddly, they were chanting in Arabic at 3 a.m. loudly. And I went over and nicely talked to them, offered food, asked if we could, I don't know what it said. Because then it cuts off. It's a dozen cop cars from three districts. Oh, here it goes. No, not that I know, but it could have killed every one of us. I went over and nicely talked to them, offered food, asked if we could. They said they didn't know. So I said, how about Omnio? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. What a weird. This is such a weird text. I went over and nicely talked to them, offered food, asked if we could sing a campfire song I knew. In English, they said they didn't know any. So I said, how about Omnio Babino Caro? It's opera. They all laughed. So I said, how about, they laughed. So I said, that's no fun singing a song in a language you don't know. Then they asked me if I was trying to sleep. I said, yes. They said, would you like us to keep it down? I said, maybe just sing a bit more quiet. And it was nice to, and I was nice to, they were having a good time together. Then the leader of their group said, "We'll keep down. Thank you for being so nice. We just need to be kind of one another. Have a lovely camping trip." And as I walked away, the leader said, "Thank you. You're a good person." I said, "Peace be with you." And they said something about Allah. The next morning, they went up into the hills and fired down on the camping site for 2 hours, but not directly at anyone. I may have saved my life. Wow. Ain't that something? I don't know why you'd pack, and then this person goes, "I don't know why you'd pack automatic weapons and go on a two drive on a dirt road hike 2 hours into the valley between two mountains where there's no cell phone. As a private camping park on Easter, just to shoot around campers for 2 hours at dawn. They easily killed everyone camping. There was no ranger or anything, but they didn't. Why only? God knows." So this is texting back and forth between people and posting pictures of the incident. And then it goes to one of the other people, goes, "No, I haven't been smoking." So, again, you want to call all this a coincidence? You want to call all this nothing? You want to connect the dots? I don't know. I'm leaving it up to you. I'm giving you the information. Okay? I'm giving you the information because nobody else is going to give you this information. And if they do give you the information, you're going to get a story on a Monday. You're then going to get a different story on a Tuesday. And then maybe if there's a follow-up, you'll get something a week or so later. But if you're going to tell me this is nothing, if you're going to tell me that this is just a bunch of dudes hanging out in a federal park, a campground, having a good time, shooting some guns, sharing some laughs, I'm going to tell you that it's that thinking that's going to get more and more Americans slaughtered. It's that naivete thinking that's going to get more and more Americans slaughtered. Now, I'm hoping that as we speak, the FBI and local authorities have these 17 men under surveillance. I'm hoping that what we're reading in these two articles are nothing more than a tamper down, let's not get the public nervous. We're on it. And if we let them know the real story, they will freak out and probably elect Donald Trump. So we're going to tell them that it's all cool in the gang, and we will continue to investigate the situation and make sure that these guys don't get out of our sights. Because, yeah, they're up to no good. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. I can't fathom that the FBI and local authorities interviewed these guys and said, yeah, it's completely normal to have 17 Middle Eastern men on federal land on Easter Sunday chanting God is great, firing guns into the air, having weapons with no serial number. No, I can't fathom that they think it's normal and there's nothing shady. Especially being in San Bernardino, that is the area where the last terror attack that hit the United States, that's where it came from. And you had a lot of radical Muslims that were related to the killers, whether it was family members or friends that knew that these two individuals were radicalized. They knew they were building bombs. And at the least, if they didn't know that they were building bombs and they were radicalized, they at least knew something was up. Something was sketchy with them. They knew. So take the information how you will, do with it what you want. But just remember, I told you, I dissected it, and just think about it. Just think about it.